I want to welcome you to another episode of Bad Guy Radio. Today, we're playing through the album Eager by Bad Guy The Alchemy, myself.
The sky was so blue and so eager to breathe.
It was just released like a couple days now, yesterday or something. So it's available everywhere you get your music. Three songs on the album. I guess it's like an EP or whatever. I don't know how they really name those things, but I guess it's, I put it together. I put them, I grouped them, so I guess it's an album. Enjoy. While I also try to enjoy, while I roll myself a joint, I have a drink, non-alcoholic. I'm about to go to the gym after this. The YMCA, that's where I do my thing. Thank God for non-profits like that.
The sky was so blue and so eager to breathe. Battle of sin.
Speak holy. Yeah.
Did you forget how to set it free?
So eager to breathe,
so strong,
so eager.
This time is mine
now and forever. Sky was so blue and so eager to breathe.
Battling sin and God, speak holy. Set it free. so eager to breathe.
The sky was so blue and so eager to breathe. That was Sky So Blue So Eager. That was really nice. I think trying to write that or create that, the lyrics for that, it was just thinking about the spontaneity of an atom, right? Basically, hermetic principles, the world is, or an atom is always in perpetual vibration, right? It's like vibration. The cosmos is always in vibration. So for me, the sky is eager to produce, you know, to circulate air, you know, to breathe, you know. We are eager to breathe. Breathing is one of the most important, is the most important thing in life, pretty much. If you don't breathe, then you're dead. Dead men don't breathe. Dead women don't breathe. So breathing is associated with living things, with human beings. So even the sky for me breathes, you know. So we all breathe. The sky so blue, so eager to breathe, so strong, so eager to breathe. Some of those lyrics, like, just really powerful, like, you know, what I was thinking and what I'm trying to affirm, that positive reinformation, and, you know, just thinking fantastical in a way, like, you know, the sky so blue, so eager. We're always eager. The atom is always in vibration. So you're always eager to get somewhere, to get to work. Traffic on the road, people driving so fast, people walking so fast, running. Like, no one really stops to really take a breath, you know. A few people do, and I appreciate that. And I hope that more people even do, you know, more people do. So I think the concept, the album Eager, was just sort of, I just thought, you know, for a second, like, I just had, like, this focus on that subject matter, Eager, you know, and I thought, you know, just bang out a couple songs, like, on the topic Eager, and that should just satisfy me, you know. Some of these things I do to really just satisfy my curiosity and my thought process, and my, and I want to share it and sort of let it sustain forever, or let it be in the airways for as long as it can, you know. So that thought process, that conversation, just like this show, so the song, the show sort of goes together, you know. It's all sort of so I could just leave a lasting legacy, or just leave something behind, or just help someone somehow, entertain people while it's here, just whatever it can do, you know, the spontaneity of an atom. So Sky So Blue, So Eager. There's so much I could really say about the album Eager and that particular song that starts the album. So it was important that I started it, because I'm singing on it, and it's like, really, it's a deep thought process, and I'm just, you know, bad guy the alchemy, beta guy the alchemy. This is what I do. Just think about esoteric things, topics like world, fundamental things, you know, things, existential questions, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg, those kinds of things. Like, I want to really know, are we dying, are we not dying, are we sinning, why are we eager, why are we so eager to sin, so eager to be racist, so eager to be violent, so eager to sin, you know. So I think now going into the next track is called Sin Eager. So I kind of just thought, what else are people eager about? People are eager about violence. People are eager about sex. People are eager about, you know, I recently bumped into this community online, it's on Kodi, and, you know, and you see all these different webcams, right? And all these different women, men, couples, people with toys, machines, all kinds of stuff, all just displaying sex. So that's interesting. That is also another topic. So I think people seem eager. The amount of people on the webcams, the amount of sources, links, and that Kodi for, I guess, in a way, pornographic material, or just material that you want to sensualize, sexual, selling sex and all that kind of stuff. Like, everybody's so sin eager, you know. You think about also another topic about sin, you know, violence. People are so quick. I guess in the States, people are quicker. You know, you drive on someone's lawn, they bring out a gun, an AK, whatever, want to shoot you because you're right in front of the house, or you knocked on the wrong door, that kind of thing. The violence rate is just skyrocketing. Like, people sin like it's no man's business. So I think people are sin eager. They're eager to sin. America was so eager to go into Iraq, so eager to go into all these countries. Russia was so eager to go into Ukraine, to want to destroy it, take it over. I don't know what they're trying to do there. Everybody's just eager, sin eager. So this wasn't going to really be anything pleasurable for you to listen to and sleep or dream or get high or something with. This was just something like a little bit of a rush. So I don't know where you're really going to enjoy this next track, Sin Eager. But I just sort of make, you know, music, you just make all kinds, man. Like, or for me, I just make all kinds. I'm not really going to be stagnant. I'm just going to try to be versatile and just try all kinds of things before I die, you know. So the next track, Sin Eager, I guess, has its own thing. I don't know if you enjoy it. I don't know if I really enjoyed it, but I enjoyed making it. And the topic is really important. Sin. People enjoy sinning. The church and the mosque and all religions always preach against sin. I'm preaching against sin, but I'm singing it. Sin eager. Everyone's sin eager. So it kind of sounds like nigger in a way. I'm not trying to curse, but I'm a black person, so I guess I'm allowed to say the N-word. But it's like sinigga. So it kind of like, and when I was thinking about the flow for the track, I actually made beats and so this entire album, I put all the beats, or I had my instrumental pads and stuff, and I sort of put everything together, the loops and everything. So I produced it, I produced the beat, and I produced the song, the lyrics and everything as well. So the next track, Sinigga, has its own vibe. I don't know if you enjoy it, but I guess the suspense is already killing, so I'll just start it. Enjoy.
Yeah. You know who is Sinigga?
Yeah.
Bad guy is Sinigga.
Bad guy is Sinigga. Yeah. Sinigga, Sinigga. I just like the way it rhymes, you know? Sinigga. And I was trying to go like a kind of like a rant, like a run.
Don't mistake me, cynical. Everybody cynical. Ginger's blood is cynical. Why don't you be cynical? Everybody cynical. Everybody cynical. Bad guy is cynical.
Bad guy is cynical.
Sin and free is cynical. Everybody cynical. See myself, I'm cynical. Everybody cynical. Do you want to be? Do you want to be cynical? Do you want to be? Do you want to be cynical? Everybody cynical. Everybody cynical. Don't mistake me, cynical.
Don't mistake me, cynical.
She's so keen, she's so eager.
She's so keen, she's so eager. She's so keen, she's so eager.
Everybody so
eager. So eager. Everybody so eager. So the world is in perpetual vibration. It's just vibrating, man. Everybody's so. Everybody needs to slow down, man.
Don't mistake him, cynical.
Damn.
Bad guy is cynical. I am free, I'm cynical.
I am free, I'm cynical.
Everybody cynical. Everybody cynical. Everybody cynical. Everybody cynical. Everybody cynical.
Everybody cynical.
Everybody cynical. Bad guy is cynical. Bad guy is cynical.
Bad guy is cynical. Everybody cynical. Everybody cynical.
Don't mistake him, cynical.
Don't mistake me, cynical.
Jesus Lord is cynical. Jesus Lord is cynical. Jesus Lord is cynical. Jesus Lord is cynical. Everybody cynical. Everybody cynical. Bad guy is cynical. Bad guy is cynical. She's so keen, she's so eager.
She's so keen, she's so eager.
Everybody cynical. Everybody cynical. Yeah.
Cynical.
everybody cynical, see myself, I'm so eager, see myself, she's so eager, everybody seeker, I am free, I'm so eager, everybody seeker, she's so seeker, everybody so eager, everybody so eager,
everybody so eager,
bad guy is so eager, she's so, she's so,
he's so, she's so,
everybody
so eager, everybody so eager,
she's so,
he's so, she's so, he's so, everybody so eager, everybody so eager.
Bad guy is
cynical. Bad guy is cynical. Everybody cynical. Everybody cynical.
Don't mistake me cynical.
Don't mistake me cynical.
Bad guy is cynical.
Bad guy is cynical.
Doing this is so eager. Doing this is so eager. See me, see you so eager.
I love expressing myself through music. I swear, it's the best release. Then after this, go into the gym. Maybe make a smoothie or something. Need some energy. Make some smoothie.
Yeah.
You know, and then go to the gym. Do like a 45-minute, 1 hour workout. Then you're blessed, you know, living your life to the fullest. Holy, doing your work, your creativity. I just banged out my other show, the Lanre Egboloje Show. So if you guys know, I do another show. It's called Lanre Egboloje Show. I'm kind of just interacting everything together. It's a different show, you know. It's on knowledge and things like that. But that's my alter ego, or my other ego. This is my alter ego show. This is, I don't know, I do it all, man. Enjoy myself. Activism, I'm big on it. The other day I was at the Black Foundations Network. Since this is Bad Guy Radio, give him a shout out. The Black Foundations Network, really, really nice guys. All, you know, mostly black people, founders and stuff, really interesting stuff, innovations, all kinds of technology. It was really nice to be among them last Friday. This Friday, I'm going to another event, crypto, black people as well, but like also mixed race, you know, just anybody is welcome. But I guess also the Black Foundations Network and the Right Success, I think. Ashley, she's the one that is hosting that. So that should be nice. I'm going with my cousin, Shubzi. So that should be nice. Man, I'm just doing all, man. Just enjoying myself, living my life to the fullest, expressing myself, trying to be, immerse myself in the culture, propagate the culture. So Siniga, that's why you're here right now. I don't think it was supposed to be anything, but it's still something that you could just, I guess you could be in the gym or something and just Siniga, Siniga, and you just be like Siniga, Siniga. So I was really like, I was going no rest, everything. It was just like, for like 6 minutes or something. So that was really nice. Siniga. Bad guy is Siniga. Bad guy is Siniga. I love it when I just come up with different stuff. And the other day I was listening on Spotify, yeah, and I put it on, I guess it's a playlist.
You know what's better than 5 minutes?
6 minutes.
6 minutes.
I digress.
Eager. Yeah. Bad guy alchemy. Yeah, this is real, man. Siniga. Oh, this album, Eager.
Eager.
So eager.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice, man. Eager. Blessing.
Yeah, for real. It's nice. The Eager. Just three songs. So where was I? I think I digressed. I was saying, I was on Spotify the other day, I think yesterday or 2 days ago or something, and I have a playlist. So the Better Guy the Alchemy or Bad Guy the Alchemy playlist, or Bad Guy the Alchemy's radio or something. I don't know. The interesting thing is I don't have probably any subscriber to my radio, or maybe one subscriber or two subscribers, but I know my music is getting played, you know, it is getting listened to. Because I swear, when I was listening to Spotify, the kinds of music out there people are releasing all kinds of shit, man. I listened to that thing all day or something. It was just in the background while I was doing my day or whatever. That entire Spotify on the projector, and it was just playing the music. And I was listening to all kinds of skits, all kinds of voices, all kinds of men, women, all kinds of songs, all kinds of nice ones. I liked a couple. I just skipped a couple. And I was just playing, and I saw my own music came up. And I even enjoyed my own music too when it came up. And it just sort of blended, you know. I felt like I had a presence, you know. I felt like I was meant to be here. Like, people were producing. Like, I'm not Nas. I'm not Kanye West. I'm not Jay-Z. I'm not Beyonce. Those are the mainstream artists, the ones everybody know, the ones spending so much money to produce music. I spend little or nothing to produce music. I just do it and try to, you know, put it out there, try to make money from it, or just let people enjoy it or whatever. But the interesting thing, I just make music to express myself. So I use it as a tool. It's a gift for me. I know some of my songs I listen to over and over again because the thought process, the things I'm saying, the vocals, some of the sounds, some of the instrumentals, some of the beats, something about the song, it will just strike you as really good. You know, some things might not be like the Jay-Z's and the Lil Wayne's and whatever, but even all those people don't have all fantastic songs. They have some songs that are mediocre, and you know, so I know I'm not a joke. And my rate, the amount of songs I'm putting out, like now I have probably over the amount of songs I've made over 500 songs in my lifetime, but whatever, you know. So I'm trying to hit 1,000, 2,000, do more, whatever, you know. So I'm just making music because I enjoy it and I know how to do it, and it costs me little or nothing to make it. So if I have followers, I don't really care about all that, you know. This is me just living my life, just expressing myself. And my art, my music blends in so well with the genre of hip-hop and rap and just alternative and stuff. And I even try to do jazz and I sing, I rap, I do like spoken word. I'm an activist. I'm all for Black people, Indigenous people. You know, they took it all from us, man. Colonization. I don't want to go into a rant about racism and colonization and how it really destroyed us. One of my songs, I said, colonization happened and it lessened our soul. I guess that's I got a story to tell, one of my songs that I'm going to probably put it on the show, but that's a spoiler alert or whatever. Today is for Igor. I want to dedicate it to Igor. So I'm going on a long rant, but the truth is people are so sin eager. People want to sin so much, so fast. Like I was saying, I found this community on Kodi and whatever, and all these webcams and all these different videos and stuff of people on webcams just doing all kinds of sexual, all kinds of stuff, you know, just all kinds of sin, you know. This is against the Bible or whatnot or whatever. But man, it's just so interesting that there's so many people from Colombia, from United States, from Paraguay, from Paris, from here, you know, in Canada, and there's so many sites, so sex, violence, people want to kill. There's always a shooting in Toronto, where I'm from, almost every day. In the States, I know it's even worse. There's always shootings all over the place, violence. I'm against all kinds of stuff, man. Trust me, especially sin, you know, but everyone's so eager, you know. So as much as possible, what I do is I allow myself sin sometimes, but not anything that's going to kill someone or affect the next person negatively, you know. So maybe sex, sometimes I might have that. Maybe like have a joint, I don't know if that's sin. Have a drink, alcohol, I don't know if that's sin. I don't necessarily do cocaine or anything like that. So like any other hard stuff, it's just mostly weed and alcohol for me. And, you know, and that's what I do. So that's my sin. And the rest of the time I'm doing positive things. I have a nonprofit. I have a clothing line that gives back to the community. I have like all the businesses that also represent people and give back to the community. So everything I'm doing is just community-based, society, culture, esoteric. You know, I'm part of a group called Rosicrucian, the Amark. Shout out to Ancient Mystic Order, Rosicrucis. I'm part of the Rosicrucian order. You know, I get my texts and some of my stuff, you know, like, you know, I'm there, you know, culture. I'm immersing myself fully, like Popcorn said, fully, I'm immersing myself into the culture. So like I was saying, my song blends in, you know. The only thing, I've not really done like a Jamaican sort of like, take, but I've done like a broken English. Like I'm gonna also play this, I'm gonna dedicate like an episode to like broken English and like Nigerian sort of Afrobeat kind of stuff. Right now it's mostly hip-hop and rap and, you know, that kind of stuff, spoken word and things like that, but that I've done on the show. So I can see the future of this show, especially because the way I make my music, I can, my beats are unlimited. I can make unlimited beats. So like, there's just too many ways. I have too many ways of making beats. I don't have one way. I don't have one pad. I have too many. So it depends on how I feel on a day, what I'm feeling like. If I'm feeling lazy, I might find one, download, buy, make. There's many ways to get a beat, man. So getting a beat for a song. And then lyrics. I have all my tools. I can write. I can research books. I can try AI. I can assist. I can, there's so many ways to make, to get lyrics that you can choose from, and then you narrow down to a particular set that you like to give ideas, is what I'm saying. You can look into books, look into on the library, you can use artificial intelligence, there's ChatGP, there's all kinds of stuff. There's, you know, like right now we're in an age where everyone should be empowered with little or no money. You should be empowered to be able to speak your voice and share your voice, get your podcast together, get your show together. The only thing I don't really do right now is maybe post on YouTube and monetize it, whatever. I'm just really just doing, because some of those things, it takes time, gigabytes, more space on my phone. All my phones, I have like two phones, one tablet, two laptops. They're all memory low, you know, because I've got too many stuff, songs, everything, all kinds of stuff, like apps. And then I'm also into tech. I have all kinds of stuff, Neurolabs. Shout out to Neurolabs, one of my projects, artificial intelligence and stuff. We use it to do therapy for mental health, Viable Communities Initiative, another one of my initiatives, a nonprofit that I run, advocacy for mental health. So anyways, I'm digressing again, but Sin Eager was that track. And the next and the final track for the album is Debt Eager. So just to sort of change that topic, I know it was a bit like interesting, someone full of life. You can sense it. You can hear it. I'm so full of activities, so full of projects. Sometimes one day I think I counted my projects, things that I have on Twitter or whatever, and it was maybe about 50 or 30 or something different projects that I propagate, and sort of you can call like my, you know, my garbage or my life's work or whatever. A lot of things though, you know. So I'm really engaged. I don't really have time for shit, you know. I really focus and put things out that are thought-provoking, you know, that make you think, make you relax. Different reasons why I make music, to make people think. So this next track called Debt Eager. So death. Everyone is going to die one day. We're all going to die. That's one thing that sort of overshadows everything that you do, because you think, oh, I might die. You're always careful when you're crossing the road, when you're driving in your car, when you're flying the plane. You pray that the pilot is a good one. You pray that the plane is a good one. When you're on the ship, when you're anywhere that's precarious, when you're in the water, you pray you don't drown. So death can really catch you anywhere. You don't know. Internally, sometimes you can't really know what's really happening inside of you. You can't see inside of you, but you just put things in, you know. You do things that put you eat every day. So, you know, and then you drink, you smoke. Some people do harder things, drugs, this, blah, blah, blah. So you're always introducing things, thoughts, your words. You're always introducing things into your body. You're always taking in, and giving out, you know. So it's like sometimes you don't really know, you know, what's really happening inside of you, but you're sure that one day you can die. So the people that look healthy, the people that have been known to be very healthy, going to the gym, running, and not smoking, not drinking, not sinning, not sinniger or whatever, and still end up dying at young ages. So, and there's people in accidents that die in a car crash. So death is all around us. And it's something that I feel like I'm not scared about talking about it, because I think so far, everything that I've done in my life so far that I do is towards community and people. So when I die, you know, I know one or two people will remember me or something that I've done, you know. It would go somewhere and someone would say something about it. So I'm okay with that, you know. So I feel like I'm going to leave a legacy somehow, you know. I don't know if it's going to be a legacy of money. I think I might still have some life to go, maybe a day, maybe a year, maybe 10 years, maybe 30 years, maybe 50 years. But I really don't want to go and I'm like 100 and something and I can't walk or something. My knees are killing me. I want to go at a good time, you know, when I'm maybe highest ovation, whatever. Look at Kobe, see how he went. You know, he got all these rings and he went and he died. So I'm not afraid about death or whatever. So this next track, Death Eager, I'm not saying really that I'm eager to die, like I want someone to come and kill me or whatever. I wouldn't really like that right now. I know my son, he would miss his dad for real, but for sure, he doesn't, I don't know how he feels really. I don't really see him a lot. He's in a different city, but like, you know, aside from that, okay, maybe my brother, maybe my parents or whatever. Some people might miss me, you know, but I'm not eager, that eager to die, but if I die, I believe that there's reincarnation. So in the song, I talk about, you know, I'm waiting for reincarnation. And the way I kind of, it's kind of like a spoken word or deep voice, kind of like, you know, baritone, whatever, but take on it. But this next track, Death Eager, is just me saying that, you know, when I die, I'm waiting for reincarnation, just like the Buddha. You know, so I don't know if I'll say I'm Buddhist or I'm Islamic or I know I'm spiritual, you know, I'm just spiritual. I feel the spiritual thing, you know, that vibe, that culture, that spiritual being. I'm just a spiritual being that's in touch with the earth and, you know, very environmental. My background is in environmentalism. I have a master's in environmental management, you know, and marine ecology, you know, from Queen Mary University in England. So I'm sort of well-studied in terms of education, like, you know, so maybe that's why I put out so many things, or maybe I'm just naturally gifted. I think you don't necessarily have to be a professional to be gifted. Some people didn't go to any school and are still gifted, you know, or whatever. But so I just put out so many things and this, my hands in so many pots and whatever, and I do it with little or no money, you know. That's sort of my take. I'm not trying to get broke or whatever. Though, you know, just like almost anybody, I owe some money, you know, but, you know, it's all good. We're in a society that all that is embraced, you know. Society is developed in such a way that you can owe money and still be positive, you know, so, and still be productive, you know. So long as you're servicing some of it, so long as you have ways of trying to pay it or you're thinking of paying it, I think it's all good, you know? Because there's no way you can be an entrepreneur and you won't spend money, a little money, on a project. Because even almost anything out there right now, you have to pay a little money to do this, to a little money to do that. So anyways, digressing again, but I have too many things on my mind. That's why I really have the show, to really pull my heart out and have a place to think about it and have other people think about it as well, you know, because it's something that bothers me. And I think I want to consider myself a change maker, an influencer, someone that can make you think and make you, you know, at least enjoy yourself or make you think about something, some topic. So death, am I eager for death? Or are you eager for death? I did say, are you death eager? Am I death eager? Are you waiting for the Buddha as well, waiting for reincarnation? But I know somehow we're leaving samsara. I don't know if you know about samsara. In my other show, the Land Rebuilder Show, I talk about the scriptures of the Buddha, Nirvana, and samsara in one of, I think, the last or the two episodes ago or something on that show. So I discuss things like that. So things that bother me, somehow I express it on that show. Things that bother me, again, artistically, creatively, I discuss it on this show. I can't necessarily do it on that show. It's a bit stringent. It's like educational, it's esoteric. Here, I'm free to do poetry, spoken word. I'm free to talk. I'm free to sing. I'm free to entertain. I have so many songs of my own. I don't necessarily have to play anybody's song. I could dedicate this entire show to only my own song. And at my rate of making music, I make music almost every day. You know, so every week, I'm sure of songs or albums that I could put out every week, you know. So, and I, God give me strength. I eat well. Yesterday I had some goat meat. I went to the butcher I had some fresh goat, you know, and I mixed it with like some liver, some chicken liver, and I did like a curry goat, like, and you know, there was all kinds of veggies, corn, there was like, you know, cilantro, it was just the spices, jerk, there's Indian spices, all kinds. It was at least like 10 or 15 spices in there, like, and then I put it in like a rice. It's actually a rice cooker, but I cooked the rice on a pot on the stove. And then I cooked the goat meat because I wanted to really, the meat was falling off the bones, the goat. So I'm digressing again, but I'm just trying to say I eat well, but I smoke a lot. I smoke weed, you know, not cigarettes. Before, I used to sort of put cigarettes in my weed and smoke it because I was stretching it, you know, not too much money. You just want to like smoke weed. So a lot of people do that where you smoke weed and put cigarette in it. It's not the best for you. I think if you can sort of transition to a spot where you're smoking just regular weed, I think it's a good thing, you know, for your health wise, whatever. Because even now when I play basketball, I'm able to play like back-to-back games, you know. I think there was a time when I was smoking the cigarette with weed, I still used to be able to play back-to-back games, but I used to get tired. But now I'm going to be 40 in November, and I'm playing back-to-back games, like four games in a row. We're going to 9, we're going to 11, and you're playing with some of these youngsters, and I'm scoring, like, there was a game that I played, I scored, like, 8 points. We're going to 9. I scored 8 baskets, and someone else, we're playing 4-on-4. So the other 3 guys, only one guy scored 1 basket, and then we won the game, you know, somehow. So I'm really good, you know, I'm athletic, though I have a broken knee. Like, I had a surgery on my right knee. But, like, people in the NBA, like, look at, what's this guy that just won the NBA, you know, the Canadian dude. Like, he had a knee injury, came back. You know, a lot of people have had knee injuries, come back and be good, be stronger. So, like, today I'm going to the gym again to strengthen, you know, for, like, weights and stuff like that, you know, and things like that. But, you know, that's not, I guess those are sort of some of my habits. So I eat well, so I had goat and rice and beans and stuff like that yesterday. So some other days I eat pretty well, and the rice cooker is a good place to like cook, like you can cook things. So the meat was falling off the bones, it was interesting, the spices, I had my coconut milk in there in pot when I did the mix, you know. There was all kinds of veggies. There was spinach, there was cilantro, there was sweet potatoes, corn. There was, what else? What other veggies did I even put in there? You know, there's just some other, I think some jalapenos, some peppers, some, I just put so much stuff, man. And the spices, so the food is good. So I'm eating good, but you can still die, you know? So the point is death eager. I am death eager because I believe there's something else that's happening next. And there's a podcast that I did one time a couple of years ago now, and the topic was welcoming change. I don't know if you can Google that and find that somewhere, but it was interesting because I said I welcome change, good and bad, because it leads to the next thing. And for me, it gets to a point where you're bored and you're thinking, what's the next thing? I'm tired of this now. I'm tired of all these fuckers, all these guys around, all these people doing nonsense in society, you know. Mind me cursing. I don't curse, you know. I don't like cursing, you know. There's one of my other songs that I think I did. I think I'm going to play it again. One of the other episodes, I think it's called Bad Guy Know They Play. I recorded that yesterday or 2 days ago. No. But anyways, this is the last track for the album Eager. It's out, available now. It's called Debt Eager. I think I sang on it or it was spoken word. I'm going to play it in a sec, but I want to sort of finish my thought process. No one's rushing me. I could go for as long as I can. There's no time limit. I could go, I could record, thank God, about Podomatic, whoever wants to, if you want to do your podcasting, cheap or no money or less money, you could try Podomatic, you get that, you know, that's what I use, and it goes everywhere, man, everywhere, Spotify, almost in an instant, you know, as soon as I do it, like 5-10 minutes is already on Spotify, Apple, here, everywhere that you click it on, that you register it on, so you can really get your podcast going on a cheap way. I encourage everyone to find some way of creativity so you don't need another person to really enjoy your mental health or your time, spend your time wisely and doing something creative, and especially leaving a legacy and just leaving something behind, leaving a thought, working on yourself, you know. So I feel like I currently have gotten better at music, you know, it's been maybe since 2018 now or something, since my journey of music, when I started using some of these platforms to make music. I think I started on Loudly, and I'm still on Loudly, so that's a good thing, you know. But I use some other production material, some other production platforms in the past, like RapChat, Offtop. I used to pay money for some of those things to make music. Now I just make music, little or no money, and I put it out there, and you know, and I can do it. It's unlimited, you know. So long as I eat well, have strength, someone doesn't come and shoot me, someone doesn't hate what I do or whatever, or you know, and I don't get hit by a car. So death is around the corner. So in a way, I'm death eager because I believe there's something next coming, you know, like the Buddha, and we're leaving this world of reincarnation where samsara, you know, sin everywhere, sin, and it's just tiring sometimes. So if I die now, it's okay. If I live till 80 something, 100, that's okay too. I'm just cool with everything. So in a way, singing a song and talking about death, I wasn't scared about it at all. I was very comfortable with the topic of death, and this particular song just came out. So death eager, because something else is coming next, for sure. Something else, you know. There's something else is coming, for sure. I can bet my life on that. You know, it's either you're in heaven, you're in hell, or you're just in another space, or you just enter another body, or another consciousness, or cosmos. If you want to test me on my knowledge of esoteric, I don't think you'll last long, because I do shit, man, and I know shit about shit. And I things I don't know, I can look it up, and I can research other places other people don't research. So that's another thing you can get on the show. You can get esoteric stuff. You can get things I do on my other show. I could sort of just, you know, intersect it into this show, give it shout outs into the other show. I kind of currently do it with most of my projects, and I use that for my marketing and some of the stuff, because some people in some genre, in some space, some community, don't really go into other communities. So if you have your hand in a lot of communities, then you have a wider reach, because someone can reach you, a cult culture, someone can reach you, alchemy, papaya guy gear, someone can reach you at ambient culture, someone can reach you at social society share, someone can reach you as no war, someone can reach you at unity circle, someone can reach you at peace lift, someone can reach you at viable community, someone can reach you at green apps, someone can reach you at black indigenous people solidarity, someone can reach me at, you know, so I have so many things, Bad Guy Radio, the podcast, 88 New York. I could go on, man. I've done so many things, and I'm still doing. So you can learn something, or you can hear about me either as Bad Guy The Alchemy, or Larry Agbulaje, my real name, or Larry Waju Agbulaje Shamsuddin. You know, Shamsuddin is my Muslim name. So maybe one day I'll do another thing on Shamsuddin, but that's another day. I did do something on Islam on the Larry Agbulaje show this last episode, the 18th episode. I just recorded that today as well, earlier before I'm recording this. And that's nice, you know, because that's my roots, Islam, you know. So though I've sort of, you know, transformer into like this world sage believer of everything kind of thing, you know. So I'm death eager because Buddhism has taught me, though I was born a Muslim, Buddhism has taught me that reincarnation does happen and we're coming back. Or sometimes you can beat all that, beat samsara and go into nirvana. So a place where you don't reincarnate and you don't come back, you know, and you just, you know, some people are tired of coming back, you know. I don't know. The world is a very interesting place. I think it's not a bad thing to come back. And so long as you get a rest, just like a basketball game, you know, my basketball skills, for instance, are really solid. I'm going to talk about that in another show. I'm really very good at basketball. Like my threes go in pretty accurate, almost like Curry. I can shoot from almost anywhere, half court or whatever. Not really. He's really good. Half court is pretty tough, but my threes go in, you know. Maybe I'm like, maybe 70% shooter, 80% shooter from 3-point line. 2-point closer, higher. Free throws good, layup, post up, solid, everything. Passing. My understanding of the basketball court now has been a lot of years. My studying, my the way I take things seriously, the way I do music is the way I play basketball, the way I do my life, my clothing line, my life, the way I dress, the way I look. Every day is an event, you know? I bring a show. It's a show. Every day is a show. It's a radio show. It's a this show. It's a that show. It's a show. It's like, you know, I'm here to say I'm here. You know, I'm here to, you know, to have my seat at the table. You know, I talk to some of these politicians, you know, with some of my other organizations when I run into them or interview them and ask them about Black people, Indigenous, minority, BIPOC, or, you know, those are the people that I really care about the most, because they're the people that need help. You know, employment is little for BIPOC, employment, you know, food is little for BIPOC, but even food is little for even some other Caucasians as well. But I guess they don't really get too much love, but they have so much love because population wise, they're probably the most, you know. So that's why I provide most of my services for BIPOC. But I have other things, other projects like Viable Communities Initiative that deals with mental health advocacy. That's for anybody, you know, and that's not specific for Black people. And Green Apps is for the environment. That's not for only Black people. It's for the environment. You know, other things, Peace Live, Unity. I could go on and on. You know, there's so many things that I do that's not only for Black people. I think there's probably one particular group or two or something that are specific or for Black people projects that I focus on, but I still provide services for anybody. So are you debt eager? Am I debt eager? I ask these questions and I talk about it on this next track. It's really interesting. We're going to almost like 50 minutes now. You know, I'm enjoying this. And there's a lot to say. I don't know if you're going to like me more after today, or you're going to know a little bit more for sure about me today. I'm awaiting death like anyone else. It's coming for anyone, young, old, sick, healthy. Death is coming, is watching, watch your back. It's coming for all of us. So before it comes, you better do something, leave something behind that someone's going to talk about, someone's going to use, someone's going to be used to become a better person. They're going to put in the historical books. They're going to give you awards. It's going to posthumous. There's all kinds of possibilities. You can live on, man. You know, live on like Hermes, Tres Magisters, something like that. We're talking about Hermes till now. You know, you're talking about Jesus till now. There's so many people like that. You're talking about Buddha till now. You're talking about, you know, Caesar, Julius Caesar till now. There's many great people, you know. You're talking about Rumi till now. You're talking about you're talking about Mandela till now, you know, although he just left not too long ago. But other people that have left in the BCs and things like that, they're still talking about them. So if you want to be talked about, you want to be discussed about some of your work, you want it to be shared, then do this podcast, write. I have so many books online, on Amazon, on here, on there, on Buscalibre, on Barnes & Nobles, in Walmart. My books are there. So many things on my stuff. My podcast is in so many platforms. There's Boomplay, there's iHeart, there's here. So many things I've done, so many things I'm doing is going all over the place. So if you really want to at least get yourself heard, if you're not getting any followers, don't worry. If you're using it to express yourself as a release, like me, I use it as a release, you know, and I think fortunately, you know, I do get some listens, and that's nice. You know, it's good to see that some people are visiting, listening. Look, at least for me, I want you to see the title and be like, oh, what's this guy talking about? You know, even if you get there and you don't really like it, but at least I've made you think. I've struck an idea or a title in your head, you know. Because I thought about that title before I put it out. So I think about things. I'm very thoughtful. If you see me, for instance, on a basketball court, I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm very good. And people that know me in Toronto or in Nigeria, anywhere that I've played basketball, can attest that I'm really good, you know. I probably should have been in the NBA. If I grew up here, I grew up in Nigeria and came here when I was like 23. If I grew up in the States and I had all the technology and all the help and all the courts and all the indoor, I don't know, I could probably, you know, like Jamal Murray, that was the guy. Yeah, Jamal Murray, he had an injury and came back. Anyways, I had an injury, came back. I think I'm a bit smarter now because I'm not as risky as I used to be. Before, I just used to play with speed and run all over the place and use skill and all that. Now I use my sense. So it's like I'm pretty much at like walking, not like walking, I can run a little, but because of my knee, I can't run. but I can sort of like walk fast, you know, or catch, play defense on your best guy still, you know. So I'm still the guy that goes and plays defense on the best guy on the team. Even though I know I may not play him the best, but I will be smart enough to cover him well, you know. So I'm strong enough to at least follow him around the court, you know. So if we're playing 4-on-4 half court, that's what I play now at the YMCA, 4-on-4 half court mostly. I'm not really for that full court thing, but that half court game, you want to fuck with me on that or you want to test me on that? You know, mind my French, mind my language. I don't know why I called it French, but anyways. Like, if you want to test me at the basketball court, you're always welcome. Come to the YMCA at the beaches, man. Toronto, I'll be there Saturday, Sunday. That's mostly when I go to play basketball. And I gym, like, Wednesdays, Fridays. I give myself some rest. I try to eat well. Smoke a lot of weed, marijuana. Cannabis is my love, you know. I use it to relax, use it to be inspired. Maybe that's some of the things why I'm so inspired. But the next track, I keep saying the next track and I haven't gone into it. Because as soon as I play it, it's going to be the end of the show. So in a way, I don't want to leave the show right now. I don't want to like end it. But in a way, I kind of have to because I have to get going, gym, and get the day started and stuff. So I'm going to play Death Eager next. I just want to finish my thought process on why, you know, why did I make this song, you know. So I made this song because death is coming for all of us. Like, I don't remember who said it, but I don't know if it was Benjamin Franklin or someone that said, one thing's for sure in life, nothing's certain, but one thing that only death and taxes. And I wrote that in one of my books, in Not I, But We, Mental Health and Society Through an Ethereal Lens. So that was my first book. It's all over the world now, that book. I think that was my most successful book. And to date, still the most successful. And the thought process, I was just another scholastical thinking thing about society and mental health. And I was going through my sort of episodes and stuff a little bit more actively then. So I was very in touch with myself, you know. Now my episodes have reduced. I'm more consistent with like a normal creative person that, you know, doesn't really have a lot of episodes. But I used to have episodes like Kanye and things like that. That was nothing, man. My, you know, I don't want to say it, but I'll just say anyways, just I've gone out naked a couple times, you know, episodes, all kind of, I've done all kinds of shit, man. But like, it doesn't make the next person bigger than me or better than me, you know. If you sit down with me and talk to me, I'm lucid, you know, I'm proper, you know what I'm saying? So, but in those moments, maybe I was influenced by stress or drugs or something that made me react a certain way. So I overreacted or underreacted in some senses, but you know, it's all good. One thing that's constant in life is change. And I think that's something, that's a thought process I want to keep everyone with. So I do have a podcast or a recording about welcoming of change is somewhere online. But this next track, Death Eager, is because I'm eager to leave this sort of repetition of every day you wake up, sleep, poop, this, da, 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 da. It's just repetitive, you know. At a point, when you've done so much, you get tired and just want to sleep, you know, or just want to die, or just leave that scenario. That's why I like traveling. You go away sometimes, come back. But like, the truth is, am I death eager? If I died today, would I have lost? I know there's still so many songs I'm yet to make, so many things I'm yet to see, so many things I'm yet to do, so many things are yet to happen to humanity. You know, I feel like there's so much stuff that's out there. So, and then if I'm very active amongst those people, why go now, you know? So in a way, maybe it would be nice for me to just stay a little bit longer so I could do more stuff and interact more, you know? The other day, I got my LinkedIn profile up by like 8 more people than it was before, you know, just in one day, 8 people. And that was really nice, the networking and all that. Though I had on my LinkedIn, I used to have an old LinkedIn. I deleted it because one day I was just going through one episode and I felt like the mainstream was just a place that was just for knuckleheads, or mainstream was just not my thing, and I was really expressing myself outwardly. So I deleted my LinkedIn. And then later on, I sort of felt like maybe I did need it a little bit. So maybe a couple months or something, and I created another LinkedIn. So now I have maybe like under 50, like followers and connections. But before I used to have over 100, you know. So I'm still doing okay because I restarted again. And now it's a little bit more curated because, you know, this is just the main people. Before there were a lot of people that I didn't even talk to or whatever. But now on my LinkedIn, there's people that I could really talk to and I could, if I wanted to communicate. So anyways, so I'm debt eager. Am I debt eager? There's so many questions, so many things left to be undone, so many things unsaid. I'm just going to play it. I think I'll end it at like the 1 hour mark. It should probably end around then. But I'll just play debt eager for you to just see how it, what it sounds like eventually. I've been talking and talking. So enjoy. Debt eager. Enjoy.
On. Welcome to Alltech Lansing.
That was all like some of my process because I have to connect the speakers and I think it went off. Anyways, enjoy. Dead Eagle.
I am Dead Eagle.
To me, it sounds like one of these underground, like what theme was I even going for? Because it was dark, you know, like this dark, like metallic. I am waiting for incarnation. Yeah, this deep voice. I love it. Because death is grand. So I think the song had to be sort of grand, like, enjoy. Debt eager? That's the question. Eager. It was just a chain of thought. This album.
This life till death.
You have this life till death. That was a message I wanted to send.
You must remember.
You must remember. You have this life till death. You must remember. That's my message. One of my messages. You must remember.
Take all of the endless fire.
In the tickle of the endless fire.
Blow out the thriller.
Blow out the thriller. And my writing has gotten better. My lyrics are solid like nowhere else. I don't hear people talking like that. That's what you get when you use assisted materials, tools, AI, whatever. You just get something that's out of this world. Dead eager. I didn't get that from that. I think I just thought of the word eager. I just thought of the word eager and just thought that eager, just the multiplicity or the vibration of an atom, the spontaneity of an atom. The spontaneity of an atom made me think of eager. In the heart of elements. To feel the endless fire in the heart of elements. There's one of my poems about the heart of elements. Trust in the secret cosmic ignis. That burns in the hearts of elements.
I am dead eagle.
In the aqua. That emanates from terra, or that which manifests in air. Very simple poetry, but it encompasses the four elements. Fire, terra, aqua, air.
Are you dead?
the alchemical elements. I am, or I did used to be, Bad Guy the Alchemist, but I didn't like the fact that there was already the Alchemist, and he's already done so much stuff. So I don't want to be remembered as like number two alchemist. I want to be number one. I want to be number one in my genre or in my lane. So that was why I changed my name to Alchemy. And then at my clothing line, the idea came to do the clothing line Alchemy. So I'm Bad Guy the Alchemy because my clothing line is Alchemy, and I'm an alchemist, and I do alchemy, transmutation, transformation, transfiguration, whatever, like translocation. I don't want to just go into a rhyme now, whatever. But yeah, I'm Dead Tiga, but you see me, you don't. Just like on the coil, you see me, you don't. If you reach, I teach. I'm Dead Eager, cause there's something next. There's something next. Into Nirvana or Valhalla. Like the Vikings.
Just like the Buddha.
Into Nirvana, just like the Buddha. Into Nirvana, just like the Buddha. I wanna leave samsara. Eager, this album. I really appreciate doing it. Or take me into Valhalla. Or take me into Valhalla. Like the Viking, my brother.
Just like my brother.
Just like my brother. My brother, the Viking. My brother from another mother, the Viking. Take me into Valhalla. Am I Dead Eager? Dead Eager. So, I'm gonna leave you with this thought. I'm not gonna say anything else. Once this track is done, this episode is done. We already crossed the 1 hour mark. That was really nice, remarkable stuff. Today's episode, I hope you guys enjoyed it a little bit more. And you know me a little deeper. Just like the Buddha, I'm waiting for reincarnation. Am I Dead Eager? Are you Dead Eager? Doesn't mean you should go and kill someone. Just a question. Death is coming for us all. If you're suicidal, no need to do that. It's coming for you already. Do what you can. Bye-bye. Until next time.